Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military claimed it killed Hezbollah's most senior commander in an airstrike on Beirut on Tuesday in retaliation for a cross-border rocket attack that killed 12 youngsters 3 days ago, which it blamed on the Lebanese armed group. A loud blast was heard and a plume of smoke could be seen rising above Beirut's southern suburbs, a stronghold of the Iranian-backed Hezbollah, a witness said. Hezbollah has denied involvement in a rocket strike on the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights on Saturday that killed 12 youths in a football field. Tensions are escalating after Israel on Tuesday said it attacked Hezbollah targets in 7 areas of South Lebanon with airstrikes and artillery fire. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
There is tension, but no signs of panic as many on the streets of Jerusalem brace for an expected Israeli retaliation on Hezbollah after the weekend's attack that killed 12 Druze children and teenagers while they were playing soccer. The attack has shocked and angered Israelis. Across the border in Lebanon, most of the foreign airlines have suspended flights. Yet the seashore is still filled with locals and residents of South Lebanon, many saying they hope the border tensions will not lead to a full-scale war. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Scores of supporters of the Venezuelan opposition gathered on the streets of Caracas on Tuesday after a disputed presidential election, with many chanting freedom. Opposition leader Maria Corina Machado asked her supporters to remain peaceful, even if provoked by government allies. Protests in Venezuela spread on Tuesday as anger grew over the awarding of Sunday's election to President Nicolas Maduro, despite opposition claims they had clinched a landslide victory.